Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is Love and Friendship. Well, way, way back in the day, Jane Austen wrote a novel, a story about a widow in the 1790s who's determined to manipulate, coerce, and trick her way into finding a husband for both herself and her daughter.
Congratulations on being about to receive the most accomplished flirt in all England.
Sir James Martin, if my daughter were not the greatest simpleton on earth, she'd be engaged to him now.
But Mama, I can see Sir James is a kind man, but marriage is for one's whole life.
Not in my experience.
Okay, guys, yes, obviously, there's not much in this for you. It's spoken in that sort of hard-to-understand old English, takes place at a time when manly men weren't quite on the scene yet, and it's full of trials and tribulations of love and romance. Ooh, right? But if you're forced to go, there's some good stuff, too. It's surprisingly funny, has lots of clever twists and turns, and really is pretty entertaining. The acting is good, the scenery's gorgeous, and the costumes amazing. And now, I want every single dress they wore. And of course, that would be a bit inappropriate in today's world for, say, like windsurfing and ziplining, but what the heck. One thing is for sure, though, Jane Austen was way ahead of her time. If this story was written today, it would be called General Hospital. So in our movie night traffic light, Love and Friendship is a yellow light. Now onto another movie filled with amazing costumes. It's Alice Through the Looking Glass. Well, years later, Tim Burton takes us back again to that magical and mystical wonderland where Alice returns to do whatever it takes to help her friend the Hatter before time runs out.
Excitable, prone to fantasy.
Textbook case of female hysteria.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You've been gone too long, Alice. Friends cannot be neglected. Hurry.
What's the matter?
The Hatter's the matter.
Hatter is my truest friend. If he's in need, I will help him. It will be a race against time.
Now, in full disclosure, I was not really up for this movie. Usually Tim Burton stuff is so out there that I just can't get past the weird and get into the story. But this time, I was in complete shock because it all worked. The magic colors and characters of Wonderland and the realness of the real world all mixed together with a pretty darn clever and interesting story, they really pulled this off. Of course, it doesn't hurt if the audience, namely me, is completely desperate for an escape, something other than this, for just a moment, a minute, even a second. Okay, maybe an overstatement, but being swept away is a good thing. But the very best thing about this movie, it just confirms that girl power rocks. So in our movie night traffic light, Alice Through the Looking Glass is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.